Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. It is sunnah to sleep immediately after Isha. Sayyiduna Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam detested engaging in talk after the Isha salah. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never slept before Isha, nor did he engage in discussions after Isha. That is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go to bed promptly. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sleep in the first portion of the night and pass the latter portion in ibadah. Emphasis of Sayyiduna Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to beat people who engage in unnecessary talk after Isha. He would say to them, "You are engaging in talks now and will remain sleeping during the latter portion of the night." Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a habit of sleeping immediately after Isha Salah. Engaging in futile talk after Isha Salah. The harm of engaging in futile talk after Isha is that one will either sleep through the Fajr Salah or one will be deprived of awakening for tahajjud in the latter portion of the night. These days the Ummah at large is guilty of this indulgence. They waste hours upon hours engaging in futilities and haram actions after performing Isha Salah. This is why they are unable to wake up for Salah and remain sleeping for long times after sunrise. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to bed promptly and would awaken after half the night had passed. On many occasions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would awaken much earlier and seldom would he wake up during the last portion of the night. However, it is permissible to engage in religious talks, etc. after the Isha Salah on condition that the Fajr Salah is not jeopardized. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has entitled a chapter in his Sahih al-Bukhari with those words, thereby establishing its permissibility. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.